Jesus, my shepherd and only provider. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in his house forever until the end of time. Jesus, my shepherd and only provider, you make me lie down in green pastures, you lead me beside the still water, you restore my soul.
Hallelujah, yes, he restores our soul, he leads and guides us. You are welcome. Yes, beautiful music there by Don Moen, Psalm 23. Beautiful and right. Yep, super right for what we're dealing with this season. I believe that yesterday's episode was quite a blessing to you. And I believe that today will be much more, right? So welcome once again to your daily faith boost, your daily energizer, your daily Bible inspiration, where we just get to ignite our day, freshen ourselves, stir ourselves, spark ourselves up big time with the Word of God. All right, so hey, let's jump right in. So Psalm 23 again, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So we are on the second verse. Yep. Okay. So he makes us to lie down in green pastures and he leads us beside the still waters. There's something about the still waters. All right. The quiet, gentle streams. Okay. The peaceable, quiet places. And that's where the Lord will have you and I to dwell. That's where he will have us to relax. We must do this with a lot of faith. You understand that? You and I must do this with a lot of faith. We read yesterday from the book of Isaiah, the 30th verse and, all right, the 30th chapter rather, and the 15th verse. But I believe we need to, okay, read it again today. Isaiah 30:15. I'm using the Amplified Bible right now. It says, for the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said this, in returning to me and resting shall you be saved. In quietness and confident trust is your strength. Okay? Did you get that? In returning to me and in resting or in rest, right? You shall be saved. In quietness and confident trust is your strength. So he's basically saying, listen, don't carry the load. You've got to understand, we've had to deal, you know, with a series. If you're new here, please just scroll back to the homepage, if I could call that, of the Faith Boost, and then scroll much, you know, further down, you find where we dealt with the Lord, my shepherd. And we learned how that the sheep is wired to follow the shepherd. Okay, the sheep's guidance system is the shepherd. So Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. Why don't I lack? Because I follow the shepherd. So verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. It's not sheep that goes, meh, meh, shepherd this way, sheep says, shepherd come this way, shepherd follow sheep, I have seen green pasture. You know, it's not the sheep that tells that to the shepherd. No, the shepherd leads the sheep. The shepherd feeds the sheep. The shepherd protects the sheep. The shepherd guides the sheep. So he makes us to lie down in green pasture. But to make there is not like he's going to force us, but he brings us into a realm. Okay, he brings us into a realm, into an operation of enjoying green pasture. And then he leads us beside the still water. To lead means we follow him to where the water is. Please understand this. If he leads us beside the still waters, that means we follow. So Isaiah here says, in returning to me, that's allowing, all right? In returning to me and rest, you shall be saved. So now I'm talking primarily, I believe, to people who are born again. But yes, we are born again, but there's turbulence. There's trouble. The waves are heavy. What do we do? The Lord says, in the midst of the turbulence, in the midst of the trouble, I'm always with you. Never leaving you. I'm even in you. Okay? But return. And like we said yesterday, not return like, oh, where's the Lord? Let's look for the Lord. Let's try to find the Lord. No. It's within that commitment. Lord, I refuse to run around. I stick to you. I stick to you. I follow you. One of the things that helps with this is just a bit of praise. Okay? Just that thing you're troubled about, that thing you're bothered about, could you pause it and say, for the next 5 minutes, I just want to praise God. And then praise him over that circumstance. Praise him over that situation. You will begin to see a different perspective. In that atmosphere of praise, it might now go beyond the 5 minutes. It could become 15, 20, 35. Okay? In that atmosphere, even if it were the 5 minutes, you begin to see perspective and possibly get wisdom from him. You begin to have that, relax. I will take care of this. You're too much into it. Relax. And that's what we're learning. If he says, rest beside the water, you won't say, but Lord, I've not said rest. But Lord, I've got the rest. But Lord, but it's in the resting by the quietness of the water that you'll be able to see better. Have you ever, and I'm sure you might have tried to look at your face, all right, in the mirror, but now not the mirror, in water. Okay, you realize that if you try to look at yourself in the mirror, if a pedal, anything, someone steps in, it muddles up the water. Okay, the ripples, you know, come up, and then you cannot see the image clearly. So in the place of quietness, when the waters are quiet, we see better. We hear better. So it's not leading you to the waterfall. All right? That might be maybe for another kind of adventure. But in this context, he leads me beside the still water, the quiet stream. That's where he leads. He needs you calm. This is calmness. This is no matter the turbulence, no matter maybe you think the wolves are somewhere near, I am with you. Drink water now. Don't forget the same psalm. All right, which we called our attention to yesterday, says he sets a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So, I mean, he's the one saying, I know you see the enemies, but don't look at the enemy, look at the table. Eat, they can't touch you. Eat, they can't get to you. But if your attention goes to the enemy, the unfinished business, the areas of your life you feel are not up to it yet, the things you won't enjoy the meal. You'll eat a few, complain. Take another bite, grumble, and then take a sip of some drink, and then worry. But he says, feast, take your mind off everything else. I am the shepherd, not you. I will lead you. So he's not asking you, take your mind off, take your mind off. No, he will lead. It's a commitment. So I read again here, in returning to me and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and confident trust, not just quietness now, quietness and confident trust is your strength. You now said, but you were not willing. And you said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee from your enemies. I'm still reading the Amplified. And you said, we will ride on swift horses. Therefore, those who pursue you will be swift. So he's saying, hey, why don't you listen to me? Listen to me. You say, no, we have ability. We have strength. Oh, we're going to flee on horses. Then the thing pursuing you would also grow swift. Oh, but we're going to ride fast. The thing would ride faster. Pause. Isn't it ironical? Something is pursuing you and the Lord says, stop. No, I need to run. He says, no, If you run, it keeps running. And haven't you seen that about life? You run, it keeps running. You panic, it grows. Your worry gets worse. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you hurt yourself. I mean, it doesn't get better. Quiet. 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 Not ignore. Not let me live my life. Let me dance away the sorrow. Let me play away the thing. Let me watch movies and eat popcorn and just have fun and hang out with my friends and behave like there's no tomorrow. You will be done and there will still be tomorrow. God doesn't teach you to be ignoring things, except the ignoring, as it were, is faith. Well, you see the devil right now, I said, nah, I seen the victory. All right, that's just some noise. You've got to be sure it's faith, not self-indulgence, not pity party, all right, not carnality. So he says, return to me. Return to me. Hallelujah. All right, then we'll go to the 32nd chapter. We looked at it yesterday in the King James, like we did for Isaiah 30. But now I'm glad we're looking at it in the Amplified. It just gives perspective, right? Which I'm sure you're noticing. So Amplified. Until the Spirit, Amplified, Isaiah 32:15. Until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high. Okay, so there's a pouring of the Spirit from on high. It says, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field. And the fertile field is valued as a forest. It means no matter what is fertile, all right? I mean, like a wilderness in your life right now, barren land, nothing is growing. It's just plain, all right? It says, when there is the outpouring of the Spirit, that wilderness will become a fertile field. That fertile field would be valued, counted as a forest because of the outpouring of the Spirit. Don't forget, the Spirit is like rain. Your Spirit is like rain. Now, I know you've got the Holy Ghost. Basically, here it means allow for us. For someone who doesn't have the Holy Ghost, this would be receive the Holy Ghost. But you have the Holy Ghost. What area seems barren? What area seems unfruitful? What area seems not to work? Go back again in your mind to Isaiah 30. Don't say, I can be swift. I will make my way. Then you see you're swift. The thing is swift. You climb on horses. The problem also seems to climb on horses. And you say, I've been at it for a while. No, calm down. Stop. Rest. Rest is a language of faith. We'll learn that. Glory to God. Rest is a language of faith. Not rest in carnality, please. It's a language of faith. So he says again, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is valued as a forest. Then, at that time, all right, justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness will live in the vital field. 17 now says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. Don't forget, all right, in the 30th verse, chapter, we said he asks us to return in rest and also in quietness and confident trust. So he says it is an effect of righteousness. Now that you're born again and you are the righteousness of God, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So that means you being righteous have peace. You say, how? But I'm troubled. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because you're born again, you have peace. You're not allowing yourself, all right, to let that peace flow, but you have it. And what we're learning now is relax. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still water. You don't see well in murky water. You don't see in troubled waters. You see well in plain, clear, undisturbed water. There might be noise all around you, but let the water within you be calm. There might be noise all around you. Let the water within you be still. Oh, I need to make a relationship decision. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Let the water be still. Then you see clearly. Then you see better. Then you hear footsteps better. You hear sound better. Do you understand? I'm speaking, allegorically now or figuratively, okay? You'll be able to see better because you see clearly the image you placed before the water, which is your face. You could hear the sound of maybe animals. Or, because you're there, it's quiet. In quietness, your strength will be. So verse 18 now of Isaiah 32 says, Then my people will live in peaceable habitations, right? Peaceable surrounding, rather, amplified, and in secure dwellings and in undisturbed resting places. Secure dwellings, undisturbed resting places. You and I can have an undisturbed flow. There might be noise all around, disturbances all around, things not going well all around, but you and I could have an undisturbed flow. Do you understand that? An undisturbed flow because of quietness. I remember Kenneth Copeland, I've heard him say this story more than once in the 80s. Well, I didn't hear the story in the 80s, but stories dated in the 80s. You know, he was so worn out. Kenneth Copeland, so worn out. All right, so beat down, so bushed. All right, so it was basically fed up. And then he went to the Lord and like, this work is wearing me out. And the Lord said to him, it is not the work I gave you that is wearing you out. It's what you have added to it. Please get that. It's not the work I gave you that is wearing you out. It's what you've added to it. Child of God, please think through. Are you worn out? Look at the list of things you do and sit with the Lord. Don't just say, well, this is my favorite, this is my favorite, this is my favorite, this is what I want to do. Ask the Lord, which is it that you've asked me to do? Which is it that you've called me to do? Okay? Because he will not burden you. Doesn't mean his assignment won't stretch us. Doesn't mean your faith will not be required. Doesn't mean you will not have to grow grace and grow in capacity. No, but it would not be burdensome. John writing says the commandment of the Lord is not grievous. So the Lord had to speak to Kenneth Copeland. And it's not the work I gave you that is wearing you out. And that, you know, leads us to where we ended up yesterday in Matthew, the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, and then the 28th verse. So Matthew 11 and then 28. Are you ready? Okay. I know you know it, but let's just read. So I'll pick it up again from the Amplified, right? It says, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing for your souls with salvation. All right? Come unto me, all you who weary. Are you weary, child of God? Are you heavy burdened by this and that? Not carnality now reacting and say, I don't even want to pray. I don't just want to pray. That one, the answer will be in 1 Corinthians 9, all right, Paul says you've got to put your body under. There your body needs to be under. That's your flesh crying, all right? If you allow your flesh to cry and then yield to the cry of your flesh, it will not lead you right. Amplified Classic says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden or overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. This is beautiful. I will ease and release and refresh your souls. Child of God, are you worn out? Are you bushed? Are you fagged out? Don't just say, well, let me watch like 5 movies, I might be fine. Your soul might get some level of relaxation sometimes, really. And we must understand that there are different levels of wearing out that we might experience. Sometimes it's physical. And sometimes it's just mental and emotional. And sometimes it might seem, and you need to understand the context, spiritual. That what you need is to get prayed up. Sometimes if it's just physical, you might need to, yes, get some rest, sleep, eat, get refreshed, fire up. All right? And then if it's just, you know, from the realm of the soul or the emotions, what you might need, you know, to do is just relax. Take a laugh. I mean, laugh a little bit. Yeah, maybe have fun, but not fun that could be detrimental to your upbringing, you know, or to your spiritual growth. Do you understand this, please? Not anything detrimental to your upbringing or your spiritual growth. But even in all of it, don't neglect the spirit. Because very many times believers seem to take a vacation and say, well, no praying for quite a while, no meditation for quite a while. And then we make it sound like, you know, even the devil heard you and the devil said, all right, peace treaty. All right, let's, you know, sign a peace treaty. Truce. No war. She's going on vacation. He's going on vacation. No war for the next 5 days. All right. So no demon. Every demon, hey, did you notice he said he's going out? All right. Just taking, you know, time with his family. Just taking time, you know, with friends. Just want to be out for the whole weekend. So when he's back on Monday, war resumes. All right. And now the demon says, Nah, you know that doesn't happen. All right. So don't be careless with, now for the next few days, I don't want to pray, you know, I don't need to be involved in any spiritual thing. Spiritual is your life. Being sensitive to the voice of the Spirit is your life. Yes, the Holy Ghost will have you rest. Eat, sleep. He knows you might be worn out, physically exhausted. Relax. So it might not be the stretch of 3 hours and, you know, and all of that. But don't shut down sensitivity. The still waters is a place for you to reflect. All right? But you don't reflect in your own strength. Because have you ever had to go through a season in your life that seemed rough? And then you came up with your own conclusion of how things should be. And later you now got more less canal. Do you hear my English? And you got more less canal. You got out of your canality and realized how dumb you were. How dumb that season was. Because you just came up with your own understanding, your own thinking, your own revelation. Oh, but the Lord calls us today. The Lord is calling you and I and saying, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Message mentioned, we ended with it yesterday now. It says, are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. Listen, he said, get away with yourself. Get away with me and you will recover your life. Some people say, oh, I just want to find myself. I want to find myself. And then all their plan to find themselves is just get carnal. No, it is carnality. The Lord says, get away with me and you recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Just get this. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. It means, listen, you just by illustration, okay? When hinges begin to creak and creak and creak, 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 you know what we do? We put some oil in it. And then it creates a good flow. And then the noise and the creaking eases off. So when your joints and your movement and life seems to just at every juncture just creak, 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 we need some oil. We need some Holy Ghost lubricant, some oil to refresh you. Hallelujah. And this is in you, fellow. He said, come with me. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy on you or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Please remember the Kenneth Copeland story I shared. The Lord told, you still know Kenneth Copeland. He's about 83 right now, firing on, but not burdened with joy. An 83-year-old preacher that can't just stand behind the pulpit, jumping here and there, going up and down. Going up and down at 83. You must understand this, child of God. The load is not from him. Now, there will be responsibility to grow your faith, but the load is not from him. You've got to rest in him. You've got to rest in him. You've got to keep your gaze. How do I come to him? You go to his word. You go to his word and you just spend some time with him, fellowshipping the Holy Ghost. In Isaiah chapter 23 and the 6th verse. Okay, I'm reading Amplified now. It says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I'll read it again. It says, you will keep in perfect, you're right, and constant peace. The one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you. That means you need to keep your mind on him, not on yourself, not on your stress. That workload at work takes some time in the evening, on your drive time back home, all right, in the midst of the buzz or the traffic or everything. Then just say, Lord, to you I trust, to you I look. To you, I look. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. I rest in you. I rest. I rest. I rest. I refuse to let my heart be troubled. And then, like I said earlier, I'd spend time, 5 minutes in that drive time or in that commute back from work, and just praise him and just acknowledge him and just love him. Oh, I acknowledge you. And then read that Matthew 11 and 28. Read it. Read it out loud. Lord, this is you. I'm in you. All right? But I rest by faith now. I rest by faith. All right? So once again, Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because it trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Verse 4 now says, trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. Oh, come on, somebody. He is an everlasting rock. It means he's dependable. It means he's steady. It means he's sure. Everlasting rock. It means he's there from time immemorial. You can put your life on him. And no matter how the earth will quake, he is the everlasting rock. Mountains may depart, hills may be removed, but the Lord is your everlasting rock. He is the rock of ages. Trust in him. Rest in him, child of God. Trust in him. Rest in him, child of God. So I'll pick something Isaiah says by revelation, and then we round up on that this day. Are you getting blessed? All right? Just so beautiful. Okay? Beautiful, beautiful, as in like so beautiful. Please watch this. So Isaiah chapter 28, all right? Still reading the Amplified. And then I'll pick it from the 10th verse. He says, for he says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, rule upon rule, rule upon rule. Here a little, there a little. I'm quoting the Amplified now. 11 now says, indeed, the Lord will teach these people in a more humiliating way by men with stammering lips and a foreign language. Please get this. The Lord will teach these people. He's telling the Israelites, listen, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So I'm going to bring people from another place and give them a gift with stammering lips, all right, and a foreign tongue. What will happen? It says 12, he who said to them, this is the place of rest. Give rest to the weary, okay? And this is the resting. Yet they would not listen. So he has said to them, there is a place of rest. All right? Give rest to the weary. This is the resting place. Let me switch it to the King James, or maybe the New King James or the NIV, and then help you, you know, put that in a bit more perspective. So NIV says, verily well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues will God speak to these people. All right, NIV. With foreign lips and strange tongues will God speak to these people, to whom he said, because he had told them, this is the resting place. Let the weary rest. Hallelujah. And this is a place of repose. All right, but they won't listen. So he's saying, calm down. Relax. I have a wisdom by which you can rest. No, they won't listen. No, they won't listen. He said, but with stammering lips and a strange tongue I will speak. And I will reveal that that is the rest. Oh, hallelujah. It means I can talk in tongues and be refreshed. I can talk in tongues and be refreshed. You can talk in tongues and be refreshed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No wonder the Bible says, all right, that when we talk in tongues, we build up, edify. So are you worn out? Are you tired? Are you getting fagged out? Could you refresh by the Spirit right now? You remember Bible says when the Spirit is poured from on high, the wilderness will become a fruitful field. Why don't you allow there to be an outpour? Deliberate one. I know you might have talked in tongues earlier today. Maybe you did a whole bit of it yesterday. But now channel it intentionally to that area of weariness. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ko franando fredo godoso, min krado godoso. Just talk in tongues. And if you can't, just join in by faith in the name of Jesus. Menum fradoso pide que don prado godoso. So you go to the word and then you refresh. Lord, I just want to hang out with you. You said I should come to you. Here I am. Oh, you restore my soul. Mi piada gadasa ande kiragam prodogodoso. And then you worship, and then you praise, and then you worship, and then you praise. All right? Oh, what a beautiful time. Flow on your own, please, child of God. And I'll look forward to you hooking up again tomorrow. Blessings.
Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.